Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Golden Voice Ted Williams, Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, May the 10th, 2022. 13 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. Telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All the questions we have going this morning: are you seeing the upswing in gas prices? What did you do on Mother's Day? Are you ready to plant your tomatoes? Or are we going to have another frost? For prom, is it now the thing to not wear socks if you are a guy wearing a tuxedo? Apparently, this is the in thing. I did not know this. And our trivia question here this morning: the grocery store over in the Fair Park area, I believe it's on Richmond Avenue, has had five names over the years. Now, we got three of them last hour. We've got Second Save, Community Market, and King Saver. Currently King Saver. There are two that we do not have. Does anybody know what two names that store has had over the years that we have not gotten? 740-751-4038. Also, how are your allergies? I've been hearing horror stories from people. We've had people not be able to come on this show because their eyes are watering and their nose is running and their asthma is kicking in and they're having trouble breathing. And I think that must be the worst feeling in the world. You have to carry those inhalers around to even navigate it. So although we like this nice weather, sometimes it can be a hazard for many, many people. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Let's see here. Do want to let you know the 9th annual Mission Yard Sale is coming up June 2nd through June 4th. Donations are needed to make this year's sale a success. Reach out, and maybe a drop-off time can be set up. The number to call is 740-751-3029. That's Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. All right, anybody out there this morning? Oh, you know, I got to do something here. I was saying we were having some technical difficulties earlier because there's this interview I taped last year at the First Ladies Museum with one of the curators named Michelle, in which we went through what they call Florence Harding's diary. But I could not get this to work before we went on the air this morning. So I worked on it a little during the break here. Now let me know. I'm not saying I'm going to play this right now. You never know. If we don't get any calls, we might play this. But can you hear this okay? Here we go. Scott Spears, WWGH Radio from Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, on location at the First Ladies Museum here in Canton, Ohio. It is a very interesting place. All right, did you hear that okay? Because the way I'm routing this through a soundboard, you never know what people can hear or not. Did you hear my little intro there from Canton, Ohio in the First Ladies Museum? Give me a buzz and let me know. Can you hear me okay this morning? 740-751-4038. 17 minutes past the hour. May the 10th, 2022. 62 degrees and sunny skies. I hope you heard that because I can't believe I never played that interview. I don't know what I got busy doing last year that I never played that interview, but it's fascinating because we went right there. We had Florence Harding's diary and the things that she wrote, and trying to decipher or decipher, or however you want to say it, her handwriting was very interesting, to say the least. All right, 740-751-4038. Did you hear that little intro okay? Might be a bad sign. All right. Does anybody know the two names of the stores that were missing over in... I think I'm getting a message here. Oh, sounded good. All right, great. We get Jeannie out and Clarendon, let us know it sounded good. All right. Well, we'll play that at some point because it's a really interesting interview.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I don't know if this was just a figment of my imagination, but wasn't it IGA at one point?
It was an IGA. As a matter of fact, I believe right before it became a Kingsaver, I think it was the IGA.
Oh, I thought it was Community Market before it was Kingsaver.
Now, I thought it was, I think it was Community Market after Second Save. I believe it went, the first store, which we haven't gotten yet, then it closed for a while, then we got Second Save, then it became Community Market, then IGA, and then Kingsaver. I believe that's the chronology of that place.
Huh. Well, the only place I don't even remember the Second Save, the place where I remember being Second Save was on the corner of Greenwood and Center.
Yeah, they moved from there to the Fair Park location, and at that point the Fair Park location had been closed. You know, I'm trying to remember how long it was closed, because it was a much newer store than the one you're talking about there on Greenwood. But Second Save moved from there over to the Fair Park store, which had been closed for quite a while at that point.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Fast and Save when it was
over
on the corner of Greenwood and Center?
I do, but you know what's funny about it? I remember, the thing I remember most is the big sign, I guess it was more of a rectangle sign. When you went inside the front door, you saw that big rectangle sign of the sack that said Sack and Save?
Mm-hmm.
It was an old store, though. I just remember
you had to stack your own groceries there, and I was forever getting on that table, and Mom was like, oh, get off of there, get off, you want to like sit on there or anything, but I'll
Now, how was Mother's Day?
Wonderful, amazing.
Did you do anything fun?
Oh yeah, my daughter, she came to church, then we had dinner together, and my other kids came over.
Now, your daughter used to come in and pick up tickets, didn't she?
Yeah.
Now, how old is she? How old is she?
Molly is 19.
19? Well, God bless her. What's she up to these days?
She works at Whirlpool.
Really? Good for her.
Yeah. So, she cooked dinner for me, and I was really impressed. I taught her well.
What? Pickle juice and bacon grease?
No. Knock her off, Scott. She made ribs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, were they boneless?
No, bone-in. But I'm telling you, they were so tender, when I picked the bone up, it fell out of the meat. I'm like, wow.
Now, what kind of sauce did she use?
Barbecue.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, you mean name brand?
Well, I don't know.
She made it or she bought it.
People are very particular about that.
She cooked at her house and then, like, brought it to me in a...
Oh, she's got a house.
Well, I call everything house. She lives in an apartment, but I call everything house. I drive people nuts with that. I just say dollar store. I don't say Family Dollar, Dollar General. I just say dollar store.
But see, that's a problem in this town, because we have so many of them. I don't know how you would decipher from one to the other.
So, and I got some perfume, and I had a pretty good Mother's Day.
Now, do you have any issues with the allergies?
No. Nope. I was listening to you talk, and I thought, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. I feel like if I get stung by a bee, I get allergic to that a little bit. It's like itchy and swollen. But as far as like seasonal allergies or dust, not really.
Well, see, I don't. All I know is I had, and I think he's going to be on tomorrow. But I had a guest who actually had to cancel today because he's all swelled up, he's all stopped up, and was even having trouble breathing. Apparently, the asthma index is very bad right now.
Well, that's terrible.
Isn't that sad? All this nice weather.
I want to put my 2 cents worth in and stop real quick before I get off here. My birthday's May 15th, and I always pay my whole life. Don't plan the tomatoes before your birthday. So I think there's something to that.
Hold off till Friday. Or is it Saturday?
Yeah, well, Friday's going to be Friday the 13th.
13th?
You know that?
Oh, you know what? I screwed up because I think this is Monday because I didn't do a show yesterday. So this is Tuesday.
Are you going to do a show Friday on Triskaidekaphobia or how do you say that?
Triskaidekaphobia, yeah. And I'm not sure what I'm going to do. We might do the typical Triskaidekaphobia trivia, but I was thinking, who would be a good guest? What would be a good thing to do for Friday the 13th?
Have you ever met somebody that was Triskaidekaphobic?
You know, I can't say that I have, but I'm sure that a lot of people just are. It seems to me like they just are. You don't find out until after. Like, have you ever noticed buildings don't have a 13th floor? And
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah. You usually will not find a 13th floor, and there's no 13th gate at the airport, and
I've never been on an airplane.
Oh, never?
No.
Well, you have
I was thinking about getting on one this summer. My niece is getting married in Georgia. Rather than to drive, I was thinking about flying, but I've never been on one.
Well, you know what? I'm not really sure. I know there is a fear of flying, and I guess it's much like all the other fears, but I don't know why it would be any more fearful than driving a car. I mean,
right, I'm not necessarily afraid of it. I've just never had a reason to. I never go out of there, hardly, so I never had a reason to.
Well, it might be the time.
Yeah, wish me luck. All right, well, have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we heard some, we had some calls coming in there. 740-751-4038, 25 minutes past the hour. Remember, if the phone line's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So we've got Second Save, Community Market, IGA, King Saver.
Go ahead, caller.
751-4038.
Go ahead.
Foodland.
Not Foodland.
No.
No, good guess.
Oh, wow. I really thought it was Foodland because we moved to Fair Park when I was 8 years old, and I'm 56 now.
So now,
okay.
Now that grocery store was there 50-something years ago?
Foodland, yeah. Well, I was 8 when we moved to Marion.
I can't imagine that grocery store is that old. I mean, I remember it in the, 70s and 80s, but I did not think that building was that old. Now, I know Fair Park was built in the late 60s, because that's when the school was built. But I did not
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think we moved here in 72, I believe, and it was Foodland then. But I wasn't aware that it was another store before that.
Well, it might have been after that, to be honest with you, because Foodland was not on the list. We had King Saver, IGA, Community Market, Sack and Save. Now, there is one missing that I know it was in the 70s and 80s, but we haven't got that one yet. So Foodland might be in there. You might be right.
Okay.
All right. How was Mother's Day?
My mom passed away a couple months ago.
Oh, so a tough Mother's Day.
Yeah, and I don't have any kids, but I do have 3 dogs and 2 cats. I've talked to you before. I know.
What's that?
My name is Vicky. I've talked to you before on the air. My name is Vicky. I know Angie.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad you're out there. And you know what, though? Honestly, and I know it's tough to hear at this point, but, you know, I wrote this on social media on Mother's Day. You know, I've known a lot of great mothers who are no longer here. Like my mom's mom, for example. I knew her till I was in my late 30s, and she was here. But they never really do leave. They're still your mom.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree. I mean, I believe that she's with me every day.
Right.
It was just hard, though. And her birthday is going to be in June. So, you know, we have a Mother's Day in May, and then her birthday is going to be in June. But it's like the first of not having her. You know,
yeah, well, those are the first year in general is difficult because you go through all the firsts. But it's funny because my mother actually came to my house this year for Mother's Day because of me not being able to leave the house for a couple more months. And we were talking, and then we got in a conversation about her mother. And I have one picture of her mother that sits on my piano. And it's a happy picture. It's her laughing, and it was when she was in her 70s, later in life. So it's how we kind of all remember her toward you know, the latter stages of her life. And we got to talking about her, and I said, you know, I look at that picture of her, and that's exactly how I remember her. So that's, for me, her still being here. And you know, it's been, what, 5 or 6 years now since she left us? But for I don't know. It's just there's something comforting about that.
That's nice. Really,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 707-751-4038. 29 minutes past the hour. And again, if that was you buzzing in there, if it just is ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. All righty, let's go to the phones.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Yes.
Was it ever a cash and carry?
It absolutely was. That's the one I remember, cash and carry. Now, when would you say that?
So.
When would you say that would have been there?
Oh, my God, I'm thinking early 80s.
Yeah, that's when I would have played. Now, do you remember when it was closed for a while after cash and carry?
Yeah.
On? Yeah.
Yeah, sure do.
Now, how long would you say it was closed?
Oh, my God. It was for a few years, I would say, at least. Well, I remember probably more than a couple of years, maybe 4 years.
Well, I remember... Well, I think you're right, because I remember they had this fairly new store there that was completely empty, all kind of boarded up. And then here they had this second save where everybody went who lived in Fair Park over on Greenwood. That store was ancient, and I kept thinking, why doesn't Second Save move over there?
You're right, but it's ancient, but we were not. I remember when Second Save opened on the corner of Greenwood and Center. I lived right down the road from it. That's the only reason I remember. I used to go there and get my mom little bottles of 8-pack of pop.
Now, how was Mother's Day?
Oh, I had a great Mother's Day. My mom came over, and one of my daughters came over, and my grandkids, and we had a cookout. They jumped on a trampoline, played on a swing, and we had fun.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh,
my sister bought my mom some lottery, and
On
one of the $2 games, my mom won $500, and one of the $5 games, she won $50. So she made out like a champ on my sister.
$550. Hey, that's better than any plan any day.
You're not a kid.
Well, happy Mother's Day to her. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. You know, we were talking about that the other day, that a nice practical gift is lottery. People like the lottery tickets. They get them in their stockings at Christmas. I know a lot of people give them as birthday gifts, Mother's Day gifts, Father's Day gifts. All right, well, we got it. Cash and Carry, Second Save, Community Market, IGA, and King Saver. Those are the ones that I remember. Now, do you remember anything else? 740-751-4038. Anybody have anything to say about Mother's Day?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, at one time I thought that store was called Cal's Food Land.
Really? The one down in Fair Park?
Yeah. Cal Lamb opened up back in the 60s.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what we called it, the Cal Food Land.
Now, how old would you say that building is? Because that's what I'm trying to judge it by. I did not
think... Early 60s.
Yeah, because Fair Park was built, what, 60?
No, in the 50. In the 50.
Was it the 50? Well, I know the school was built in the 60s, because I remember there was a bunch of problem when they were tearing it down that it was a fairly new school. But, that's interesting. So that might have been the first was Cal's.
Yeah, I knew Cal. I don't know if we called it Cal's Foodland because we knew him, if that's what everybody called it. But I talked to people that lived at Fair Park back in those days. I'm sure somebody remembers.
Now, when did the gas station come in?
I couldn't tell you. It's been there, I'm going to guess, back in the 70s.
Well, I just noticed that area developed pretty uniquely. I mean, had a bank, had video stores, had a restaurant, had a fast food, and I'm not sure what the progression of the development was.
Well, I know it's G&G Homes built that back in the 50s.
It's
probably started planning it shortly after the war, but then I remember it started developing in the 50s.
Absolutely. Hey, how was Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was good. My wife and I went out for dinner, and with our mothers are all gone,
Her
mother did.
Yeah, I mean, did you have anything good for dinner?
We went to Steve's Dakota at a nice dinner.
Now, is your wife the mother of your children?
Yeah, well, together we had six kids.
Oh, there you go.
We had three, but we've been married for a long time.
But did you have a nice drink with dinner?
I did. She had iced tea. I had a beer.
Now, she might have been driving.
No.
No.
No, I can have one beer.
Well, there was a study on that not too long ago, and I think what is it? One beer, I don't think puts you. I don't want to say it wrong, but
it's a small beer.
Yeah.
Now, I had a customer one time that told his wife he would have no more than two beers when he stopped in my bar, and he promised her that. He said, "Give me a pitcher."
Well, that works. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
They were big, too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Hey, a pitcher, a cup. What difference does it make? Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If the line's just ringing, keep on calling in, 740-751-4038. 36 minutes past the hour here. Well, we've got it. Cash and Carry, Second Save, Community Market, IGA, and King Saver. But there could have been other stores there, to be honest. I'm just not sure when that building was built. Does anybody have an idea when the development of Fair Park happened? So Fair Park itself, late 50s, I guess is what people are saying, would have been when most of it was built. I mean, there have been additions over the years. And then, I'm not sure when the gas station came. May have been the 70s. It's kind of unique that they have a gas station there. It's kind of a really... I wonder how they ever got a gas station on Fairground Street. Because I don't even think we have a gas station... Well, I guess we do have a gas station on Main Street, way out on North Main. And, of course, we've got what used to be, is it still, it's not Swifty anymore, is it? It used to be the little Swifty place there by Boyd Funeral Home. Is that a certified now, or? I don't get over to that side of town very often. 740-751-4038, 37 minutes past the hour. Now, we talk about Cash and Carry here. Now, Cash and Carry used to be a big chain in Marion. And I know I've asked this before, but does anybody know where the three Cash and Carries were? I think I've told you where one other one was this morning. But there were three Cash and Carry grocery stores that were up and running all at one and the same time here in Marion. Now, one was over in Fair Park. I've told you where another one was, but if you can tell me again, maybe you weren't listening the first hour. And then there was a third one, and they were all operational at the same time. And then one day, two of them were gone, and then one stayed in business for a little bit, and then it was gone. I don't think that was a local chain, but that's the way it went. Any news on Del Taco? 740-751-4038, 38 minutes past the hour. Here we are almost halfway through the month of May, and still no news on the Del Taco. Every time I pass by, I'm waiting to see some signage, hiring, opening, something. It is a small plot of land. That's about all I can say. It's a small plot of land there. All right, any thoughts on the gas prices? Mother's Day? The allergies that everybody's going through? Had a guest cancel this morning because of allergies? Is prom season over now? Do we have any other proms going on? I know they've been going on for the last, what, 3 or 4 weeks now? I don't know if any schools still have their proms yet. Give me a buzz. Any of those things or anything else on your mind? 740-751-4038. Let me know what's on your mind. That's what I want to hear.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, listen, that Del Taco, we've been kind of watching the progress of that as it's going on. The first time I ever heard of Del Taco was on that series that's on Netflix, Grace and Frankie.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that series at all?
That's Jane Fonda, right?
Yeah, Jane Fonda and the gal that used to be on Laugh-In, I forget her name.
Oh, Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin, yeah. That is absolutely a hoot. Those two are great together. And when you stop and think that one's 84 and the other one, I think, is 82, it's amazing. But, yeah, we're kind of anxiously waiting for that Del Taco because the one that plays Frankie, she's always going to Del Taco to eat. So.
Well, you know, it's my understanding we got a menu here at one point. They have hamburgers, they have tacos, they have just about anything you'd want.
Really? So kind of like a full-service restaurant.
Kind of like a, yeah, and I wonder, I mean, what are they, three doors down from Taco Bell there?
You can't be much more than that, yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a real shootout there because Taco Bell stays pretty busy.
It does, but you know, it seems like every time we get a new restaurant in Marion, it goes great guns for 2 or 3 months, you can't get in, and then all of a sudden, nobody.
Well, the only thing I worry about this one, unlike Panda Express or Popeyes or Ponderosa, it's located in such a bad place.
It is.
That if they get a line in the street to where... Oh, my goodness. How are they ever going to direct traffic there?
I don't know. That's a nightmare, and there's really no real parking in that area either. I mean, I thought for a while maybe Perkins would buy that building, tear it down, and expand their parking lot because they always seem to be in need of parking as well. So it's going to be quite a mess in through there. I don't envy the police department or the sheriff's department, whoever's responsible. I think that's the sheriff's jurisdiction out there.
Well,
is responsible for directing that traffic.
So well, and I keep thinking once the employees park in that parking lot, how is anybody else going to park there?
Well, that's it. There's just not that much space. Not that much space at all. Hey, have you tried the new pizza downtown?
You know, no, I haven't. Last week, I think Angie went over there, but I wasn't with her. But how is it?
Well, we went, I believe it was either last Saturday or the Saturday before, and it was very busy. And, of course, we'd eaten at Amato's in Delaware before, so we knew that the product was good. But it was pretty crowded on the Saturday when we were in there, and as we were leaving, more people were coming in, and we didn't even get out until about 7 o'clock in the evening. So, we'll see. We'll just see what happens in 3 months. That seems to me like that's generally a big turnaround time when a new restaurant comes in town.
Well, you know what's interesting about downtown, and you know, I want downtown to succeed, and I want everything to be fine, but one of the problems I've noticed is, have you noticed that the people who go to those restaurants, by and large, 80% seem to be the same people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see a lot of faces that I've seen in other places, right?
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I don't think they get that you know, trucker business, out-of-town business.
No, like
I was out here the other day at Meyer, and I noticed that the hotel out here was filled with all kinds of trucks with a company name on them. And I'm sure those are people who are coming into Marion to do work from out of town, but they eat out here on 95. They don't know anything about downtown.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, it's the same way with the ones there that are on, I always forget the name of that street, but behind the Dutch Duke station there, just off of 95, there's two motels there.
Oh, yeah,
and the one's always filled with CSX employees and other truck drivers. And you know they got to be eating at Kentucky Fried Chicken or Bob Evans because they can walk to that. So you're absolutely right about that.
And I don't know why there's no sign. I don't know if the restaurants out there would object to it. I really don't. There's not even a sign on 309 that says downtown this way.
Well, have you seen a sign yet that would tell visitors where to get tourist information now that the CVB has moved downtown? I've not seen any new signs there. And the marquee is still up for tourist information where it used to be.
That's
confusing.
Well, that's the problem. And I think that's where we get confused a lot of time in Marion, because I do think there are people who would be interested in things downtown. But again, you know, we just didn't get lucky by the bypass of 23 being put out here. You know, it used to be 423 right down Main Street.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
How are the things for June 2nd coming?
Well, moving along, I tried the number you gave me. I left a message. I haven't heard anything back. I'm going to try it again. I saw you had a question mark beside it, so you weren't 100% sure.
Well, that's the number. Well, I tell you why, because that's the number that I've always used, and I even used it back in February when Mayor Schertzer announced he was running for treasurer, because I hooked those two up. But I haven't heard from him in about 3 months, so I don't know if he's on vacation.
I'm going to try it again. That was last Thursday or Friday that I tried. And I actually went down to the museum and tried it from there, so it would come up on caller ID that it was the Marion County Historical Society, just to make sure, you know.
Yeah, good.
I know I don't answer phone calls if I don't recognize numbers, so.
Right.
Especially being a, you know, former politician, sometimes that's not a great idea. But the other thing I was going to mention, have you heard how successful CVB is doing downtown now that they've changed locations?
You know, I haven't. I mean, I know they changed directors.
Right.
Other than that, I really don't know. I don't know how well they were doing out here toward the latter stages. I know that Mike Wilson used to have them on the show, but it didn't seem like there was the... I don't know. It didn't seem like there was the enthusiasm there once was.
Well, yeah, there wasn't. And again, I hate to name names, but I blame the last director for a lot of that, because when Bev was still there, we used to do, and Diane, we used to do a lot of bus groups with them for the Historical Society and other locations in town. And we did really great with our luncheons because it worked out great for these tour buses. They needed to have a place to eat, and they got entertained while they were eating. But during his tenure in office, he stopped all of that. Now, I will say, Bev from the Palace is starting to work with us now on some of these bus tours, so hopefully it's going to pick back up again. But I just don't think it was a great idea moving it downtown. If people are coming into town for tourism things and they want to know where things are, it seemed to me like that location right off of 23 at the interchange was an ideal spot.
Well, and here's the thing with downtown, and again, as I always say, I want it to do well, but the problem is, unless you live in Marion, you really don't understand anything about downtown.
No.
So.
No. Streets are confusing, and if you aren't familiar with it, it's very easy to get lost and say, oh, to heck with them. Not going to bother.
Right. And I wish we had, you know, and I'm still thinking about this President Harding statue thing, because the other day, was it Rutherford B. Hayes? Might have been Rutherford B. Hayes. He even has a statue. And I thought, how do we, when we have high schools, we have hotels, we have memorials, we have the home, we do a very good job with all that, but we don't have one statue of him in this town.
Well, it took years for Delaware to get that statue erected downtown. But now that it's up, you know, it's highly visible. It's right on the main square. So yeah, I don't know. It's a question.
Anyway, well, hopefully it works itself out one day. But hopefully you get a hold of it.
Yeah, I'll give it another shot. Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, bye bye. All right, I think we got another call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I called Amato's, and they're not doing carry-out orders.
Really? No. So you have to go in and meet?
Dine in only.
Now, have you had it yet?
He said if you go in and order, they do have some boxes where you can take the pizza out, but you can't call and have an order and go pick it up.
So no pizza delivery and no carry-out?
Yeah, basically no carry-out. If you carry out, you got to go in and order and wait on it and take it with you.
You know, I know a lot of people like downtown areas, but honestly, I'm just not down there. And maybe it's where I live. You know, I'm out here amongst the commerce area of Marion, so I'm just not down there. Now, people who live down there and people who work down there, I think that's great that they have a place to go. But I wish there was a sign. I mean, now I understand the businesses on 95 might not like a sign saying go to downtown Marion. But you think they could put one on 309, and 309 would take you right down to Center Street. I don't know why there's no sign.
Well, I don't care if they like it or not. I mean, you got to promote the whole town, not just the side of town they're on.
Well, yeah, but these restaurants, a lot of them, I'm pretty sure, have tax abatements. A lot of them have, I'm sure, made deals with the county to say, don't you try to steer business away from us. But you wouldn't be steering business away from 309. There are no businesses up and down there that are food places, except by the time you get down to downtown. So I don't know why there's no sign. And I don't know why the Fair Park area and North Main do well, but downtown can't. That's a constant mystery to me.
They could have a sign, and then they could also have each individual place downtown kind of listed a few places.
Well, don't you find it interesting? Like, when Del Taco finally puts their sign up, that will spread like wildfire. Del Taco to open on this date. But like Amato's, what, 3 or 4 years that construction went on, and when they did finally open, nobody knew it.
Yeah.
Now they know it, and now people are going.
Well, sometimes they like to open like that without everybody knowing it, that way they don't get hit.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, I would think that somehow the word gets out about these businesses out here, but I don't know why it doesn't get out about the downtown businesses.
I wonder if Amato's eventually do carry out. I mean,
I can't imagine.
They're going to do good right now. But after it's open for a year, you know, it's probably going to slack out.
Well, how is the grocery store doing down there? I mean, every time I pass it, I don't see a soul in it. Now, I remember that being a big conversation when they first opened about a year and a half ago. I don't see anybody going to this health food store downtown.
Well, I haven't been out for a while, but when I was out, I never see anybody in there.
So I don't know.
See how it's going to go, but
I mean, And I heard a lot about the Taste of Memphis, but, you know, and I think they're staying busy, but it's not a big place.
Yeah, I've looked at one of their menus one time. They got some nice sandwiches and stuff.
And what's the other one down there? The Courtyard. Now, I'm not sure how that's used. I still don't really understand how that's done. They're only open certain times when they're having certain events and people can do their events there. I don't know. And I'm not sure how that ice cream, is that ice cream place still down there? That Topped?
I don't think so.
Oh, are they not there anymore? Now that was a big deal when they opened.
It don't look like they're going to open back up.
What's that?
The Spaghetti Warehouse.
Yeah, they've been closed for a while. I'm not really sure what drove that closure. But
I just wonder, you know, he's got that other place there on Route 4, and he's not getting it open.
Well, I think that's a lost cause. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that can be blamed on the pandemic anymore.
No, it can't be blamed on the pandemic. I just think he must have some money problems or something, because you think he'd want to get that open.
I'll tell you the one that's doing businesses that are doing well. I went down North Main the other day. I had some spare time, and I was just going to drop by the Dairy Queen. Holy mackerel. That place has a line out in the street just about constantly.
Yeah, when it's hot out, Dairy Queen's hard to get into.
I mean, I think they outdo McDonald's. Now, out there on North Main, I'm not sure how all that's doing. You know, with Smith Cardinal gone and really no businesses out there once you drive.
There's a gas station way out there by the radio station.
Yeah, that's about it.
Got the old Swifties.
Got the Swift, yeah.
And then there used to be a Clark station there, but, man, that's been out forever.
Wasn't there a flower shop there on the right? If you were leaving town, if you were going out.
Oh, yeah.
Buzzy Bees or something?
And I think they sold, you know, knickknacks and stuff like that, too. I think it's a little bit of a flea market, too.
There used to be a video store there at one point. I don't know. I don't know what's going on down there. You know, that flea market that's where the Big Banana used to be, I don't even know if that's there anymore. But they even when their hours say they're open, they're not open.
Yeah, that's the worst thing. If your hours, if you state your hours and somebody goes there, if I go there once or twice, and I'm not going to worry about it no more. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's a mess. So did you were able to get in touch with the Council on Aging? Did you ever hear anything back about that?
No, I sent the letter off, but I haven't heard nothing back about it.
Well, I know they're out there building them. I saw a picture the other day, so maybe they're processing that, and hopefully we can get that taken care of.
I thought about sending them another letter. I didn't really go into great detail, you know, exactly why I needed it. I told them I had the lymphedema, but
I
should have wrote. She said keep it short, you know, with the Council on Aging letter lady, so.
Well, I bet they'll get to it. Do you get the newspaper?
No.
Neither do I anymore, but what do you think all these stories about people leaving Marion City Schools being front page stories are all about? The assistant superintendent, I believe, left, and now there's a story in there today about a principal leaving. I mean, people leave jobs. It's the end of the school year. Is this really front page news?
No, I don't think so, especially at this time. And a lot of times people leave jobs because they're, you know, getting a better job at a different district.
Well, I mean, it's May. I mean, what are 3 weeks left in school? For these people not to stay is not some big mystery to me, but I can't figure out why the Marion Star keeps running these things like it's an exodus from the school. I don't quite understand.
You know, a lot of times the superintendent, you know, they've started out as a teacher, you know, they've been a principal, you know, and they just work their way up.
Yeah, well, it's the right time of year for this to be happening. I mean, it's not like they're leaving dead center in the middle of the school year. So I'm just not sure why these are such stories. I mean, a lot of people leave every year. There's always a big turnover with teachers, always has been. So why this is happening as a you know, we don't have enough people to report the stories in town as it is. Now, why this is a story?
Why they picked that one out? Yeah,
it's very strange. So somebody's got to get some idea on this. But what do you think about? Did you hear the interview last week with the guys over at the fire station? You think we're going to get that levy passed?
I heard the interview. I'd like to see it passed, but I hate paying money for it too.
Well, it's tough, but you know, gosh, I hate to think that we're having slow response times because,
you know,
our.
I heard the city. You know that pizza shop, Stubby's Pizza?
Yeah.
There used to be a church down there in front of them. I heard the city bought that and was going to put a fire station in there.
Well, apparently now they're looking out in front of the hospital, which I think that would be great.
Oh, yeah.
For response time.
You know, good place for it.
Good way to go. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, 740-751-4038, 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Well, maybe we'll do the Florence Harding well, not tomorrow. We have some guests tomorrow and some open phone lines. We'll get it in sometime, the interview on Florence Harding from the First Lady's Museum. I'm glad you could hear it. I thank everybody for calling in. That's important that we have phone calls. That's important. Still have time for another one this morning, coming up on 58 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 63 degrees in sunny skies here in Marion. If there's anything you'd like to talk about this morning, let's see, what else is going on? Well, we've got Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. That's always good news. 740-751-4038. Again, the 9th annual Mission Yard Sale, June 2nd through 4th. Donations are needed. Drop-off time can be set up by calling Chris Reed at 740-751-3029. Again, that's Chris Reed, 740-751-3029. 9th annual Missions Yard Sale, June 2nd through the 4th. 59 minutes past the hour. All right, maybe one final call today.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Boy, I sure goofed up. I didn't get it all out of my system when I talked to you. I went outdoors and I got so busy. I said, I got a call, Scott. I'm missing so much. Hey, you know what? When I just come in here and that fire station, you know what? We keep going. We got the sheriff, we got the police, we got the fire department, and we might as well pull the Highway State Patrol right into that hospital area. And it seems like that corner is going to be festered with the law enforcement and everything else, the hospital. What more convenient of all those neighbors and all those little, that street going down there, the park district, 15 mile an hour, and we got ambulances, and we got fire department, and we got sheriff's department, and everybody filtering out in that area. Do they really think the matter over just because the city owns that, that they couldn't look at advancement and put something on out for maybe another 50 years growth around? And another thing, we got all those overpasses and stuff was convenient for our vehicles at Central Fire. They could go on the wrong way legally and up and over and get into all the town. I don't know. That's a big subject. I'd like to hear more controversy on that.
Maybe we'll have to talk tomorrow. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
I'll tell you what, between the sheriff's station, the hospital, and possibly a new fire station, nobody will ever sleep in that neighborhood with all the sirens. Hey, for this day, it's good to be back. Have a great one. Beautiful weather. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.